Lane Johnson roars down Aspen Mountain, sending slushy snow chunks flying in a spray as he comes to a stop. The snow at the base is the consistency of a snow cone, but that's not stopping Johnson. In fact, he says the spring ski conditions leave him nothing but stoked.
Oh, I fucking love it, man. It's the best.
Johnson's donning a t-shirt and a pair of bright turquoise ski pants held up by suspenders, and with the sun beating down, no need for gloves or a hat.
Yeah, Saturdays are great when you get them, but like, spring skiing, dude. T-shirts, drinking cold beers on the mountain, just skiing slush bumps, dude. It's so soft.
While the hardcore skiers and riders might be enjoying the slushy snow and patchy runs, scientists and water providers are troubled.
We pretty much have what we're going to get, and even if we get a 3 or 4 foot dump, so to speak, we're still going to be way below average.
Jim Pokrant with the Colorado River District says current snowpack levels are worrisome, not just in the Roaring Fork watershed, but across Colorado. Pokrant says this year's snowpack is almost mirroring 2002.
That also was a poor ski season on par with this one, and it ended early. The good snow ended early and started running off, and it was the beginning of a drought year.
That year, municipal water supplies were hit hard. Farmers were unable to get enough water for crops, and even rafting companies had a tough summer season. Officials who monitor water supplies learned lessons from that dry season. Among them, says Pokrant, to treat reservoirs like a bank account and be conservative with your spending. In a good year, like last winter, when snowpack and summer runoff were both ample, play it safe and keep water in reserve.
Just like if you're checking accounts draining down and you know you're taking a pay cut, maybe you better slow down your spending a little bit.
That mindset will likely make a difference this year. The good news is reservoirs throughout the state are full, some even above average because of last year's high runoff. That's true of Rudi Reservoir near Basalt. It's nearly full, and it's run by the Bureau of Reclamation, which monitors how much water to release. Spokeswoman Kara Lamb says barring any more winter storms, this year's spring runoff appears to be already underway.
With the warmer weather that we've been experiencing, we've actually seen a tiny bit of runoff start to come into Rudi already. In fact, we have passed that point where the reservoir has stopped going down, and it has now started to very slightly come up again.
Lamb hesitates to use the D word, or drought, but a report out this week says drought conditions are likely, as long-term forecasts show no significant precipitation. Lamb says water providers are closely watching what's happening in the mountains, with the potential to take precautionary measures this summer, like limiting excessive water use.
It's still a little too soon to tell, but I think people are starting to talk about the possibility that we have a really low snowpack year and we might have a low runoff.
The dry temperatures are likely due to an atmospheric phenomenon known as La Niña. This is Colorado's second La Niña winter in a row, and historically, third-year La Niña events have been recorded as the state's driest years on record. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Luke Runyon.